Lesson 5. Dialogue.
Tell me, Svetlana, have you got any children?
Oh yes, we've got 2.
Boys or girls?
1 of each, a boy and a girl.
How old are they?
Serge is 5 years old and Anne is a year older. She's 6.
Ah, they're still young then.
Who looks after them while you're working?
Well, there's a kindergarten and my mother also lends a hand. She comes over to us when the children fall ill, and she babysits when we are out for the evening.
She doesn't find the children too much of a burden, then?
Well, she says she doesn't. She loves her grandchildren very much. And besides, she says it makes her feel needed.
In Russia, grandmothers often spend a lot of time with their grandchildren, don't they?
I think that's still true. Some grandmothers even retire to look after their grandchildren. The kids sometimes spend more time with their granny than with their mother. But grannies are changing along with the times.
Does your mother live with you?
No, she lives with my sister, my younger sister. Their block of flats is not very far from ours. There's only one problem. The traffic in our area is very heavy. And there's no zebra crossing, so she has to walk 500 or 600 metres to the nearest... Oh, what do you call it? The thingamy. It's a kind of underground passage.
Oh, the underpass, or it's sometimes called a subway.
That's it, the underpass. Anyway, it's difficult for my mother to avoid the traffic.
Poor lady. And does your sister have children?
Oh no, she isn't married. She's only 19. She's a university student. She's studying economics and law, and she hopes to become a lawyer and start her own business. She's full of plans and ambitions.
And are your children staying with your sister now?
Yes, my mother and my sister are both looking after Serge and Anne.
Excuse me, Judy, I've got a question. In Britain, they train medical students in universities, don't they? Some universities have got medical schools.
That's right. Our future doctors have 5 or 6 years training in a university medical school and in a hospital. Then they spend another year working in a hospital before they're qualified.
It sounds very similar to what we have here, except that in Russia there are practically no university medical schools. We've got separate specialised medical institutes, as well as financial, textile, teacher training institutes and so on.
Well, strictly speaking, we should really say we used to have educational establishments of higher learning called institutes, but most of them have recently changed their names and are now called academies, universities or colleges. It's all very confusing.
Oh, yes indeed. We have the same problems in Britain too. They keep changing the system of education. For example, we used to have polytechnics and universities, until all polytechnics were renamed and started calling themselves universities.
From what I hear, apart from centralised state-controlled education, you now have private schools in Russia as well.
Yes, that's right. Like in Britain, there are now state-owned and private schools and kindergartens. But not many parents can afford to send their children to a private school.
That's true. In Britain, private schools also cost a lot of money. But many parents are ready to make sacrifices in order to send their child to a good school.
Why do they do that? Do they really give a better education, private schools?
They most certainly do. With very few exceptions, the quality of education in private schools is much higher than in the state-owned ones.
I'm not sure we can say the same thing about our private schools. They don't have the same long-standing traditions as in Britain.
Well, you may be right. As far as I can judge, those who can afford to send their children to a private school try to send them to a good boarding school in Britain, France or Germany.
That's true. It's very fashionable nowadays.